Before the pandemic hit, daily commuters flooded into cities across the U.S. for office jobs. And that flow was unmistakable in Washington, D.C., where the city's population almost doubled in size every weekday, with commuters from Maryland and Virginia. But the pandemic changed all that, and a year on, D.C. officials are facing a frightening question. What if those workers never come back? Martin Ostermuhl from member station WAMU reports.
In pre-pandemic times, Steven Weinstein was like hundreds of thousands of other Washington-area commuters. Every weekday, he'd leave his house in the Virginia suburbs and commute into D.C., where he worked as a business analyst for a flower delivery company. But that all stopped last March, when like so many other people, he was told to work from home. By this year, his company had given up its downtown office space altogether.
I think the plan was to have everyone start coming back in around June or July, but lease a smaller office and then have people come into work, you know, twice a week, something like that.
It's the growing number of stories like these that are causing many a sleepless night for D.C. officials. For years, office workers have been a foundation of the city's economy. But since the pandemic upended how and where people do their work, those officials, like many in other cities, are starting to face a future that may have fewer commuters coming into the city every single day. Jeffrey DeWitt is D.C.'s chief financial officer.
The normal percent of people that had jobs in the district but worked at home was around 7% pre-pandemic. We're estimating, and this is an estimate that no one knows for sure, that that's going to jump up to 20%.
Many local employers say they aren't yet abandoning their traditional offices and would like to have workers come back at some point. But they also say they're likely to allow more partial telework. A survey of regional employers by the Greater Washington Partnership found that while only 8% of workers teleworked one or two times a week before the pandemic, more than half expect to do so after it passes. That could mean fewer people out and about every day buying cups of coffee and lunches to go. On average, office workers in D.C. spend around $127 a week on food, services, and entertainment.
They're critical for the economic infrastructure of downtown D.C. and the city as a whole.
Neil Albert is the president of the Downtown D.C. Business Improvement District.
The office workers drive the transportation ecosystem. They drive the retail and restaurant ecosystem.
But as those ecosystems start to suffer, so does the city's bottom line. Here's DeWitt again.
There'll be less day-to-day activities that generate sales tax to the district. And those buildings that are in will be generating less net operating revenue.
But it's not all doom and gloom just yet. Albert says there's still value to a centrally located office close to the subway system, the federal seat of power, and lots of things to do. There's also people who see what's happening now as an opportunity to reimagine what downtown D.C. could be. Tracy Haddon-Lowe is an expert in commercial real estate at the Brookings Institution. She says D.C. was already seeing increasing vacancy rates in older office buildings that were becoming functionally obsolete. She says those buildings could be repurposed for residential uses.
The future is for downtown to become a neighborhood. It will still be a neighborhood that is far more dominated by commercial land uses than most neighborhoods. But absolutely, yes, more people should be living downtown. It will be good for the city.
In the meantime, there's going to be a few rocky years ahead for D.C. Hospitality officials estimate that upwards of 20% of all restaurants won't survive the pandemic. Still, D.C. CFO Jeff DeWitt says he's optimistic that the city will recover.
But people always have come back historically to the city. After the 1918 pandemic, the Roaring Twenties started. I mean, so there's this sort of human history of cities always, you know, recover, and some, not immediately, but sometimes better.
But for the time being, Washington, D.C. will feel emptier than usual. For Here and Now, I'm Martin Ostermuhl.